And then he called me. In fact, when he first called me at first, he said, "Thurman, what have you got scheduled for next week, couple of weeks and so on and so forth?" I said, "Well, I plan to take my wife and children on a 2 weeks vacation. We're going to go somewhere." And he said, "Well, you can cancel the vacation. I've got a project for you." Now, some people would fuss, wouldn't they? But not me. I told him, I said, "Well, if you got something you want me to do, just come down and tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it for you." Well, I did this project, and then after it was over and we got in 6 days early, he came down and actually he called me on the phone from Washington and said, "Thurman," he said, "I've got another job for you." I said, "Bill, I'm not hardly through with this one yet. You know," I said, "I'm still finishing up the outside." He said, "Oh, I know." And he said, "I know you've done an awesome job. You said you come in $1 million you've spent on that project, and we give you 1.1, and you're way ahead of budget, and you're way ahead of time and everything." So he said, "I want to do something else." And I said, I thought to myself, I had been working 90 hours a week. You ever work 90 hours a week for two or three months? You know, I mean, you talk about getting exhausted. You can get exhausted. And then still, I don't work on Sunday. I still teach a Bible study class in a Baptist church, and I'm still putting in 90 hours a week on the job. That'll keep you busy, won't it? So anyway, I said, "Okay, Bill, what do you want me to do?" He said, "I want you to tell us where you and your wife and your children want to go on a 2 week vacation. We're going to pay for it." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Where?" He said, "Anywhere. Anywhere there's a Marriott Resort Hotel." This was the Marriott Corporation I was working for at the time. So I come home and told my wife, I said, "Honey, they want to send us on a vacation. Anywhere there's a Marriott Hotel, where do you want to go?" She said, "Oh, that's simple. Let's go to Hawaii." I said, "Now, I don't know whether they meant Hawaii or not. I'm thinking about the States, see? See, these women, they think bigger than we do as a rule, see? Girls, they can think outside the box." So I said, "Well, I'll go back and ask him." I went back and called. I said, "Bill, my wife wants to go to Hawaii." He said, "No problem." He said, "We got a Marriott hotel over there." He said, "There's no problem. We'll send you." And so they sent us on a two-week vacation. I mean, we had inter-island tours every day. We went somewhere fantastic. And for two solid weeks, we had this. And that vacation cost the company, I know, $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. Absolutely couldn't have cost them any less than that. I told him, I said, "Bill, I never had a vacation that cost so much money." I said, "I know this bound to have cost a company $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. He said, "Thurman," he said, "you have made me look beyond your wildest dreams good in Washington." He said, by moving out of the building we were in the period of time early, that saved us $30,000. He said, "You saved me $100,000 over what they thought it was going to cost to build a building." He said, "If I can't give you and your family a little dinky vacation for a few thousand dollars and give you 2 weeks off and pay you two," he said, "I wouldn't be much of a boss, would I?" I said, "Well, I sure do appreciate it." So see, when I went overboard, who enjoyed the benefits? Me and my family. A couple of years later, my little daughter, of course, she was little back in those days. A couple of years later, she said, "Daddy, when are you going to work real hard again so we can get another good vacation?" She loved her vacation to Hawaii. Now then, why am I telling you all this morning? I'm telling you this to let you know that God wants to be involved in your business world. He don't want to be just involved in your healing world. He wants to be involved in your life. And he will help you do anything. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. All you got to do is ask. But you know, I've known a lot of men in my life that went through their whole life struggling that never once asked God for any help in what they were doing. Never prayed. They did it on their own. And some of them failed miserably. Or some of them did a good job for till they were 50 or whatever. And of course, some of those men that 40, 50, 60 years old got involved in sexual immorality or something with a woman, and then all of a sudden, they've never been sick. The guy gets to be 50 years old, and all of a sudden you find out he's got a problem with his wife, and he can't live with her anymore because she found out he's been messing around on her while he was gone on business trips, and it breaks her heart, and maybe they got children, and it breaks the children's heart. and the guy's not been sick, and he gets involved in sexual immorality, and once all this comes to the surface, it's not long. He's got terminal cancer. Maybe prostate cancer. Maybe kills him. He dies. Somebody tells him, you know, you need to stop doing what you're doing. Constructive criticism. How many of you like criticism? How many of you like constructive criticism? You better. You kind of hold up here. I'm going to take you to a verse. Proverbs. Let's look at it in the NLT to start out with. Proverbs 29:1. I want to show you something that you may have never seen before. It's real easy for all this to be in the Word and for us never to see it. Proverbs 29:1. I want you to look at this. See what Proverbs 29:1 says. He that being often reproved hardened his neck. Now, do you know what that means? I tell you something you need to do. And you bow up and what makes you think you know everything? You ever heard people say things like that? Instead of saying, you know, you're telling me something. In other words, what I'm trying to say is I'm the guy that's a Christian and my friend is the guy that's messing around with this woman. And I go to him and say, Bob, you need to stop messing around with them women. I mean, you're married. And I've done this for a lot of different men in my life. This is not just a story I'm telling you. I've been there and done that with several men. You need to quit looking at pornography when you're out of town or when you think you're hidden in your back room. You need to turn off that computer and stop watching that pornography because I know you're doing it because you're telling me about it. You're telling me about all these gory pictures you're watching about all these naked women. I said, God says for you not to look upon things that are lustful and evil. And he says, well, I don't like your criticism, and I don't even want you to talk to me about it no more. Do you hear me? Yeah. You know, men will do that to you, won't they?
Yeah.
Sure they will. Well, let's see what the Word says. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. Ooh. And that without remedy. In other words, if God says you've been told, I've sent 5 different men by to tell you that what you're doing is wrong. Now, this could go for you girls, too. You know, you could have a woman that's absolutely not submitting to her husband. She's running the show, and the kids are all in uproar, and he's in an uproar, and some woman that knows the truth goes over and sits down and says, you know, you have to submit to your husband in all things. What do you mean? I don't have to obey him. Yes, you do. Yes, God made you for him. You have to submit to him. I ain't going to submit to him. It'll be over his dead body when I submit to him. Do you know I've had women tell me that? I've had Christian women tell me that. And I'll see women that are sick or their children are sick. And they don't have a clue. Not a clue. But just look what the Lord says there. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck. I ain't listening to you. I don't care what you say. What makes you think you know everything? Especially if you're a man of God and you're in the Word quite a bit. Especially if you're a deacon or something like that. I mean, hey, what makes you think you know so much? You know what I mean? And of course, here's the thing they'll throw at you. I remember 20 years ago. Yeah, that's when you didn't know these things 20 years.
Too good in your hometown.
Yeah, that's why it's not so good to be in the hometown. Because they never forget us when before we got here, right? Look what you did. What makes you think you're better than me? You just keep your mouth shut. I'll take care of my business. And, I mean, we hear that now, don't we, AA? Yeah, but the thing about it is, once we get to where we need to get and we understand these principles that we're teaching here, when we see our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ that are not walking in obedience to God's Word, we need to tell them what God said and then leave it with God. You know, now then, you can tell them, you know, Bob, you know, you've been, I know you've been messing around with other women, you know, when you're out of town, and you're going to have to stop that. My wife will never know. You know, I'll make sure she never finds out. Does men do those kind of stupid things? Unfortunately, they do. And some of them confess to be Christians. Some of them profess to be preachers. That's what really gets me. You know, preachers. Well, that just goes to show that we're still human beings, right? A human being, I mean, you can fall. You know, I mean, I think about this story that I heard about a man that one time he was a preacher and his wife left him. And then he just finally, he just said, oh, people said something about him getting married again. He said, no, I ain't getting married again. I'm not going to ever date or anything. He says, I said, but you know, you're a young man. You would enjoy being with a woman. He said, no, I had one woman, you know, said she's done me wrong. And he said, I'll never be married again. He said, in fact, they said, but you know, you might fall to sin. He said, I'm beyond that. I have mastered it. Well, that's pride. That's his first mistake. And then one day he was in church preaching, and all of a sudden this woman came in the back door, and she was the most gorgeous knockout he'd ever seen in his life. And he could not take his eyes off of this woman. Well, she came to church there, you know, for several Sundays. And, of course, she was such a beautiful woman. And so she, her talk was so, you know, she just knew how to do it. She could get to any man. Especially a prideful man. And so finally she said, you know, why don't we go to dinner together? I would love to have dinner with you one some Sunday after church. Well, okay, this once we'll do that. Here's the man that wasn't going to date. So first thing you know, he's taking her to dinner every Sunday after church. And it became normal, you know, that they're getting to be awful friendly. So one day after the evening service one Sunday, they got really close and went to dinner, and she said, you know, there's a really good program going to be on TV tonight that I think you'll love. Why don't we go to my apartment and watch it?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.